Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the upcoming presidential campaign and how ugly it's going to get as soon as Bernie Sanders bows out. Which is soon. Not soon enough for Hillary, but soon. He's like that drunken cousin who doesn't realize he's been the last guest for an hour, asking for another beer, threatening to put his cigarette out in the kids' waiting pool. How ugly? Think a badly shaved rat terrier with a fourth premolar infection, mange, and a lazy eye ugly. If this campaign were a baby, you'd have to tie pork chops to its ears to get the dog to play with it. Even the rat terrier, of which earlier we spoke. In his inimitable, insulting style, Trump has already christened his upcoming opponent Crooked Hillary. And that's the tame end of the stick. You remember what Republicans said about her when she was first lady. She's a liar, she's a thief, a lesbian. She murdered Vince Foster with her bare hands and then ate him. That's when she was first lady. Now, as opposition nominee, the kid gloves are coming off. Alien, space queen, vampire, here to suck dry our precious bodily fluids. Originally, the Clintons had 3 children, but sold 2 to a Bangkok brothel, to which Bill makes twice yearly visits. On the other side, if you don't think the Clintons have financed opposition research to dig into Trump for months, you're probably confused by the dampness on days when it rains. You know the Clinton machine is sifting through tons of material, from the Donald's infidelities to his shady deals to the suspicious deaths of people who opposed him. Oh, come on. You've seen Law and Order. New York developers are always knocking people off and depositing them in the foundations of soon-to-be-erected condominiums. The only problem is his supporters don't necessarily see that as a negative. Be afraid. Be very afraid. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.